С вами
и с Духом Твоим.
Читание зо Святого Евангелия подля Яна.
Слава Тебе, Пане.
Židia sa hádali medzi sebou a hovorili: Ako nám tento môže dať jesť svoje telo? Ježiš im povedal: Veru, veru, hovorím vám, ak nebudete jesť telo syna človeka a piť jeho krv, nebudete mať v sebe život. Kto je moje telo a pije moju krv, má večný život a ja ho vzkriesím v posledný deň. Lebo moje telo je pravý pokrm a moja krv je pravý nápoj. Kto je moje telo a pije moju krv, ostáva vo mne a ja v ňom. Ako mňa poslal živý Otec, a ja žijem z Otca, aj ten, čo mňa je, bude žiť zo mňa. Toto je ten chlieb, ktorý zostúpil z neba, a nie aký jedli otcovia a pomreli. Kto je tento chlieb, bude žiť na veky. Toto povedal v synagóge, keď učil v Kafarnaume. Počuli sme slovo Pánovo.
Sláva Tebe, Kriste.
My dear brothers and sisters.
Moji drahí bratia a sestry.
This is the last talk that I'm going to give you.
Toto je posledný krát, čo sa k vám prihováram.
The first day when we came for the first talk, not many were there.
Keď sme prišli prvýkrát, tak vás tu nebolo veľmi veľa.
But now the church is full.
Ale teraz je kostol plný.
I think the Lord was speaking to you, your hearts were touched.
Myslím si, že Pán sa k vám prihováral a dotkol sa vášho srdca.
And in these days we heard the word of God.
Tieto dni sme počúvali Božie slovo.
Through that we are transformed in the likeness of Jesus.
A prostredníctvom neho sme sa stali viac podobnými Ježišovi.
And today we hear the gospel about his own body and blood, the Holy Eucharist.
Ale dnes v Evanjeliu počujeme o jeho vlastnej krvi a tele, čiže o Eucharistii.
Now we need to live God's word.
Musíme žiť podľa Božieho slova.
And also eat his body and drink his blood.
A takisto jesť jeho telo a piť jeho krv.
The Eucharist is there in the churches. It did not separate from the Catholic Church. That is, after the 16th century, the division came in the West, and only those people do not accept about the Holy Eucharist.
Po 16. storočí nastalo rozdelenie a iba tí ľudia, ktorí sa oddelili od katolíckej cirkvi, neprijímajú Eucharistiu.
The Eastern churches, the church in Egypt, all this except that Jesus present in the Holy Eucharist.
Napríklad východné cirkvi alebo cirkvi v Egypte, tie Eucharistiu neprijímajú.
But only the Protestant churches.
Jedine protestantská cirkev neverí.
But remember, this has been the tradition of the church, the belief of the church from the first century to 16th century.
Ale uverte, že toto bola viera cirkvi od 1. po 16. storočie.
And Catholic Church continues that faith.
A katolícka cirkev pokračuje v tejto viere.
Because it's very clear in the word of God.
Pretože je to veľmi jasné z Božieho slova.
Jesus says, unless you eat the flesh, the Son of Man, and drink his blood, will have no life in you.
Ježiš hovorí, ak nebudete jesť telo syna človeka a piť jeho krv, nebudete mať v sebe život.
In him is eternal.
V ňom je večný život.
And he gives that life to us.
A on nám tento život odovzdáva.
And therefore he wants that we eat his body and drink his blood and be united with him.
Preto chce, aby sme jedli jeho telo a pili jeho krv a boli s ním zjednotení.
The highest form of our intimacy can be shown through an embrace.
Keď chceme k niekomu byť veľmi, veľmi blízky, tak ho objímeme.
But the person is outside.
Ale ten človek je mimo nás.
But Jesus wants much deeper intimacy.
Ale Ježiš chce mať ešte väčšiu dôvernosť s nami.
He wants that I eat him and he comes into my heart.
On chce, aby som ho jedol a aby vstúpil do môjho srdca.
He wants to change me.
Chce ma zmeniť.
So that I may be in him, he may be in me.
Aby som ja bol v ňom a on bol vo mne.
And this is the unity that he wants.
A toto je tá jednota, po ktorej on túži.
This is the type of unity that Jesus, the Son of God, has got with the Father.
Toto je typ jednoty, ktorú Ježiš, Boží syn, mal so svojím otcom.
Jesus says, the Father is in me and I am in the Father.
Ježiš hovorí, otec je vo mne a ja som v otcovi.
And he says, when you eat my body and drink my blood, you will be in me and I will be in you.
Ježiš hovorí, to je moje telo a pije moju krv, ostáva vo mne a ja v ňom.
And therefore, as Jesus is the Father and Father is in Jesus,
a preto tak, ako Ježiš je v Otcovi a Otec je v Ježišovi,
and he is in me and I am in him,
on je vo mne a ja som v ňom,
and I receive Jesus, Father also comes to me.
Keď príjmem Ježiša, takisto prichádza do mňa aj Otec.
And I also enter into the Father.
A takisto aj ja vstupujem do Otca.
Therefore, through Holy Eucharist, we are entering into a Trinitarian union.
Preto prostredníctvom Eucharistie vstupujeme do jednoty s Najsvätejšej Trojice.
And the life of God comes to me.
Boží život prichádza do mňa.
And therefore, it is important that I receive the Holy Eucharist worthily.
A preto je veľmi dôležité, aby som Eucharistiu prijímal hodne.
If we receive Eucharist worthily, then we can continue to live a very holy life.
Ak budeme prijímať hodne Eucharistiu, budeme môcť žiť veľmi svätým životom.
And therefore, if you are not trying to confess and receive Holy Communion regularly,
keď sa nepokúšame chodiť na spoveď a zároveň prijímať Eucharistiu pravidelne,
there will be some time when we are not living in the state of grace.
Nastane obdobie, keď nebudeme žiť v milosti posvecujúcej.
So we cannot continue to live, we cannot continue to experience the eternal life in our life.
A nebudeme môcť zakúšať večný život vo svojich životoch.
In 1998, February 8,
8. februára 1998,
there was a big Bible convention in India.
V Indii bolo veľké stretnutie znalcov Biblie.
And it was revealed by the Lord that one, a certain lady, would receive Holy Communion. The communion would be changed into his body and blood.
A pán zjavil, že jedna pani tam bude prijímať Eucharistiu a tá Eucharistia sa premení naozaj na jeho telo a krv.
And therefore, almost 100,000 people were there.
Bolo tam takmer 100,000 ľudí.
And there were TV circuits kept there ready.
Boli tam televízne okruhy, ktoré boli pripravené to snímať.
And when this lady received Holy Communion,
a keď táto pani prijala Eucharistiu,
everybody could see through the TV circuit.
Každý to mohol vidieť prostredníctvom televízie.
And they saw, as the archbishop put the Holy Communion in her mouth, it has changed into flesh and blood was also in the mouth.
Každý mohol vidieť, ako arcibiskup, ktorý jej dával Eucharistiu, zrazu sa premenila v jej ústach na skutočné meso a mala v ústach aj krv.
She felt there was flesh in the mouth.
Cítila, že má v ústach meso.
And also they could see the blood flowing.
A takisto bolo vidieť, ako tečie v jej ústach krv.
And then a priest came and prayed over her.
Potom prišiel kňaz a modlil sa nad ňou.
And only then she could eat them, swallow them.
A iba vtedy mohla prehltnúť túto premenenú Eucharistiu.
Even today, Jesus reveals this truth to us.
Dokonca aj dnes Ježiš zjavuje túto pravdu nám všetkým.
If you have been to Lancia, no?
Keď ste boli napríklad v Lanciane,
that's in Italy,
to je v Taliansku,
and there in the year around 800,
tam okolo roku 800,
the priest was celebrating the Eucharist.
Bol kňaz, ktorý slávil svätú omšu.
At the time of the consecration, he changed into the bread into flesh and wine into blood.
A vo chvíli premenenia sa skutočne hostia, ktorú vidíte v bielej oplátke, premenila na meso.
It is still kept there.
A krv sa premenila, víno sa premenilo na krv a dodnes to tam majú uchované.
And it is still kept there. And then in 1970 a scientific test was done on that.
V roku 1970 robili vedecký výskum.
And the doctors said that this flesh is the flesh of the heart.
A lekári povedali, že ten kúsok mesa, to je časť zo srdca.
And even the nerve that's going through the heart can be seen.
Dokonca tam bolo vidieť časť srdcového svalu.
And the blood is AB positive.
A tá krv je AB pozitív.
And all the minerals that are found in the blood and the heart are also found there.
Takisto sa tam nachádzali všetky zložky, ktoré sa nachádzajú v normálnej ľudskej krvi a v srdci.
Dear friends, the same Jesus who died 2000 years ago once gave himself totally to us.
Drahí priatelia, ten Ježiš, ktorý zomrel pred 2000 rokmi, sa nám chce dať aj dnes.
It is the loving heart that gives itself to us.
Je to milujúce srdce, ktoré sa nám chce dať.
There was also another Eucharistic miracle that had happened in Brazil.
Ďalší eucharistický zázrak sa uskutočnil v Brazílii.
When the Eucharist fell down into the ground, it was little solid, it was soil.
Kde padla Eucharistia na zem a bola trošku zašpinená od tej dlážky, kde padla.
And the priest took that and put in a small container with water.
Kňaz zobral tú Eucharistiu, vložil ju do takej malej nádobky s vodou.
After he found it, there was some blood and small piece of flesh.
A neskôr objavil, že je tam krv a malý kúsok mesa.
And again they sent the scientific test.
Znova robili na tom vedecký výskum.
And the same way as one in Lanciano, they found it.
A takisto ako v Lanciane objavili aj tu na tie isté veci.
But one more thing they found was the heart muscles showed the heart of a man who suffered very much.
Jedna vec, ktorú našli navyše, bolo to, že ten srdcový sval, bolo na ňom viditeľné, že to bolo z muža, ktorý veľmi trpel.
But we are receiving that Jesus who took our sins and died for our sins.
Preto prijímame Ježiša, ktorý zobral na seba naše hriechy a zomrel za ne.
He suffered as the gospels testify.
Trpel, tak ako nám to hovorí evanjelium.
For example, he was arrested maybe by 1 o'clock early morning on Friday.
Napríklad niekedy okolo 1 v piatok ho uväznili.
And by 3 o'clock he was dead.
A niekedy okolo 3 bol mŕtvy.
And in this time he really suffered terribly and he was willing to do that.
A v tom čase skutočne strašne trpel a bol ochotný to urobiť.
He gave himself up to the Father for our sins.
Odovzdal sa Otcovi za naše hriechy.
And he also wants to give his own body as our own food.
A takisto nám chce dávať aj dnes ako jedlo svoje telo.
So what was going to happen? through his passion is anticipated through the instituting the Holy Eucharist.
To, čo sa s ním dialo počas utrpenia, bolo ustanovené v Eucharistii pred tým, ako sa to utrpenie uskutočnilo.
According to us, Eucharist was instituted on Holy Thursday.
Podľa nás Eucharistia sa slávila v Zelený štvrtok.
But according to Jews, the Eucharist was instituted on Friday.
Ale podľa Židov sa to udialo v piatok.
Why?
Prečo?
Because for the Jews, the Friday began in the evening 6 o'clock.
Pretože pre Židov začína piatok o 6. večer.
Whereas for us it begins at 12 o'clock night.
Ale u nás to začína o 12, čiže o polnoci.
And therefore for them, Friday evening 6 o'clock onwards, no, Thursday evening 6 o'clock to Friday evening 6 o'clock is the Friday.
Takže pre nich piatok je od 6. večera vo štvrtok do 6. večera v piatok.
And then he first instituted the Holy Eucharist, the sign of his suffering.
A vtedy Ježiš ustanovil Eucharistiu, ktorá je znakom jeho utrpenia a smrti.
And therefore he said, for the death that is going to take place in few hours.
A preto povedal o smrti, ktorá sa uskutoční o niekoľko hodín.
But he bring the power of that into this bread and wine.
Že jeho moc pozostáva v chlebe a víne.
And he said, this is my body broken for.
A povedal, toto je moje telo, ktoré sa dáva za vás.
And therefore he has given himself totally to us, completely broken.
Plne sa nám odovzdal, nechal sa rozlámať doslova.
So he has not kept anything for himself.
Nenechal si absolútne nič pre seba.
And took the wine and he said, this is my blood of the new covenant.
Zobral víno a povedal, toto je krv novej zmluvy.
And shed for the forgiveness of our sins.
A je vyliata na odpustenie našich hriechov.
So, by taking the Holy Eucharist, we also must follow what he did.
Tým, že príjmame Eucharistiu, musíme nasledovať jeho príklad.
We must be willing to die to our own selfishness.
Musíme byť pripravení zomrieť nášmu vlastnému egoizmu.
And we also have to rise up to love.
A takisto sa musíme prebrať k láske.
Because he has done all this out of love.
Pretože on toto všetko urobil z lásky k nám.
And in our daily activities, after receiving the Holy Eucharist, you also need to serve others selflessly.
A takisto, keď v našich každodenných činnostiach, keď príjmeme Eucharistiu, musíme slúžiť nezištne druhým.
And therefore, after receiving Holy Communion, there must be real love and service in the family.
Preto, keď príjmeme Eucharistiu, musí v našich rodinách existovať skutočná láska a musíme byť ochotní si pomáhať.
At the end of the Mass, we are told, you go, you are sent for.
Na konci svätej omše sa vám hovorí, choďte v pokoji.
That means we have to carry this Jesus whom I have received into the whole of my life today.
To znamená, že tohto Ježiša, ktorého sme prijali, máme niesť so sebou kamkoľvek pôjdeme.
And therefore he has come into our life in every activity.
A preto prichádza do našich životov, do každej činnosti, ktorú konáme.
There we must live like Jesus.
A tam musíme žiť ako Ježiš.
If others do wrong to us, we must be willing to forgive.
Ak nám druhý ublížia, my musíme byť ochotní odpustiť.
We are called to be patient and gentle.
Sme pozvaní k tomu, aby sme boli trpezliví a láskaví.
We are called to be meek and compassionate.
Aby sme boli milí a mali súcit.
But at the same time, firm as regards the Father's word.
Ale zároveň, aby sme boli pevní, čo sa týka Otcovho slova.
And when we live that, we experience the power of Jesus growing in our life.
A preto, keď takto žijeme, moc Ježiša v nás rastie.
Now, the whole purpose of the Holy Eucharist is to make us like him.
Celý účel Eucharistie je v tom, aby sme sa stali podobní jemu.
Fathers of the Church said, the Eucharist makes the church.
otcovia cirkvi hovoria, že Eucharistia tvorí cirkev.
When all the members of the church receive the living dishes in the Holy Eucharist.
Keď všetci členovia cirkvi prijímajú Eucharistiu.
They become the body of Christ.
Stávajú sa Kristovým telom.
We become one with him.
My sa vtedy zjednocujeme s ním.
And therefore, the Eucharist is the one who makes our community of Christ.
A preto Eucharistia z nás robí Kristovo spoločenstvo.
And here we are to show our love to everyone.
A tu máme preukázať svoju lásku každému.
And the Eucharist is the power that makes us to love everyone.
Eucharistia je tá sila, ktorá nám dáva schopnosť milovať každého.
If I receive the Holy Eucharist, if I do not love others, keep bitterness, we are not allowing the love of Christ come through us to other people.
Ak prijímam Eucharistiu so zatrpknutosťou, nedovolujem Kristovi, aby skrze nás miloval druhých ľudí, ktorí sú okolo nás.
Dear friends, when we bring bread and wine to the Eucharist.
Drahí priatelia, keď prinášame víno a vodu,
you know, this bread is made from grains of wheat.
Vieme, že chleba je spravený z obilia.
But we are not bringing the grains of wheat.
Ale my sem neprinášame obilné zrnka.
Like Jesus who was broken, these grains of wheat are broken and made into bread.
Tak ako Ježiš, ktorý bol doslova rozlámaný, aj tieto zrnka musia byť rozomleté, rozbité, rozlámané.
And then it is baked into bread.
A potom sa z nich upečie chlieb.
Each grain of wheat lost its individuality.
Každé zrniečko obilia stratilo svoju pôvodnú formu.
And it gives itself to every other grain of wheat that is made into powder.
A odovzdáva sa každému ďalšiemu zrniečku, z ktorých zo všetkých sa stane práš.
So also we must be.
Takými istými máme byť aj my.
And then we must bake it with the love of the Holy Spirit.
A potom máme byť upečení láskou Ducha Svätého.
And therefore this bread is the sign of our life.
A preto tento chlieb je znakom nášho života.
So when you come to the Eucharist, we must have this attitude to give my selfishness away and love people.
Preto keď prichádzame prijímať Eucharistiu, máme mať tento postoj, aby sme sa dokázali plne odovzdať a milovať ľudí.
And then the bread becomes sign of our life.
A potom tento chlieb sa stáva znakom nášho života.
And then we also bring wine.
Keď prinášame víno,
we are not bringing grapes to the altar.
Takisto neprinášame hrozno na oltár.
First we take the juice of that grapes.
Najprv vyprešujeme toto hrozno.
Remove all the stones and the skin and other things.
Odstránime šupky a malé jadierka.
And that juice is kept for some time for ferment.
A táto šťava nejaký čas musí prekvášať.
Again, the same truth is told to us that we must lose our selfishness.
A znova máme tu túto istú pravdu. Musíme stratiť svoj egoizmus.
And again we must be transformed.
A znova musíme byť premenení.
And then only the wine will be fit for the Eucharist.
A iba vtedy bude víno vhodné pre Eucharistiu.
And we will be able to worthily receive the Holy Eucharist.
A iba vtedy budeme schopní hodne prijať Eucharistiu.
Now we bring this bread and wine to the altar.
Teraz prinášame tento chlieb a víno na oltár.
It's a sign of our own life.
Ktoré sú znakmi nášho vlastného života.
So when you come to the Holy Eucharist, we bring the form of bread, we are giving our own life to the Father.
Takže, keď robíme premenenie, vtedy odovzdávame aj svoj život, aj všetko, čo v ňom je, nášmu Otcovi.
And we ask the Holy Spirit to come and change this bread and wine into the body and blood.
A prosíme Ducha Svätého, aby toto, tento chlieb a víno premenil na telo a krv Ježiša Krista.
And now who is celebrating the Eucharist?
A kto slávi Eucharistiu?
We see the priests.
My vidíme kňazov.
They are only the instruments of Jesus Christ.
Ale oni sú iba nástrojmi Ježiša Krista.
Through their ordination, Christ has chosen.
Prostredníctvom ich svetenia si ich vybral Kristus.
So Christ is in them.
Preto je Kristus v nich.
And it is that Christ who says, this is my body, this is my blood.
A to je práve ten Kristus, ktorý hovorí, toto je moje telo, toto je moja krv.
And we need to have this faith to experience.
A my musíme mať vieru, aby sme to zakúsili. Raz svätá Faustína bola na svätej omši. Videla, ako tam prichádzajú ministranti. Za nimi prichádzal kňaz. A za kňazom išiel Ježiš Kristus.
During the mass, the priest, she could see Jesus standing behind the priest.
A počas svätej omše videla, ako Ježiš stojí za kňazom.
But during the consecration, she couldn't see the priest.
Ale počas premenenia už kňaza nevidela.
She found Jesus saying, "It's my body, it's my blood."
Videla, ako Ježiš hovorí, toto je moje telo a toto je moja krv.
And after that, when again the priest and friend, and this is behind.
A potom znova videla toho kňaza, ktorý bol pred Ježišom a Ježiš stál za ním.
After some days, she saw Jesus again.
Po niekoľkých dňoch znova videla Ježiša.
She asked Jesus, "Where were you? Where was the priest at the time of the consecration?"
A opýtala sa Ježiša, ale kde bol kňaz vo chvíli premenenia?
And he said, "He was in my heart."
A Ježiš povedal, bol v mojom srdci.
Dear friends, we need to pray for the priests so that they may be holy and may be worthy to be in this world.
Drahí priatelia, musíme sa modliť za kňazov, aby zostali hodní toho, aby boli v Ježišovom srdci.
If the Christian community will not pray for the priests will not be holy.
Ak sa kresťanské spoločenstvo nebude modliť za kňazov, kňazi nebudú svätými.
They are all coming from weak families.
Všetci pochádzame z rodín, ktoré mali svoje slabosti.
And through their commitment to Jesus Christ and through the prayers of the people, they can remain holy.
A tým, že sú zasvetení Ježišovi Kristovi a tým, že sa modlia, zostávajú svätí.
So dear friends, in the Holy Eucharist, Jesus giving himself completely to us.
Preto, drahí priatelia, v Eucharistii sa nám Ježiš úplne dáva.
We know on the way to Emmaus, Jesus entered the group of the doubting disciples.
Vieme, že po ceste do Emmaus sa Ježiš pridal k pochybujúcim učeníkom.
And then Jesus joined them at the breaking of the bread in the Eucharist.
A keď konkrétne vo chvíli lámania chleba, čiže Eucharistie, sa s nimi stoloval.
And after saying the Eucharistic words, he gave them bread, broke the bread and gave it to them.
Potom, ako povedal eucharistické slova, lámal chlieb a dával im.
And then he disappeared.
A vtedy zmizol.
Because he is there in the Eucharist and living.
Pretože on je v Eucharistii a žije v nej.
Therefore, this is what is happening in every Eucharist.
A toto sa deje s každou Eucharistiou.
But dear friends, today as we are ending the retreat, let us realize that Jesus is going to be with us till the end of the world.
Preto dnes, keď končíme tieto duchovné cvičenia, uvedomme si jedno. Kristus je s nami a bude s nami až do skončenia našich životov. Preto sme povolaní, aby sme žili vo viere. A musíme žiť prostredníctvom moci Ducha
Svätého.
A preto, ak nežijeme podľa viery, zarmucujeme Ducha Svätého.
Because we are not cooperating with God.
Pretože nespolupracujeme s Bohom.
So let's promise today to live by faith.
Takže prisľúbme si dnes, že budeme žiť podľa viery.
To live the word of God in our life.
Že budeme žiť Božie slovo v našich životoch.
And worthily receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist and be willing to be changed into Him.
A budeme hodne prijímať Eucharistiu a budeme ochotní zmeniť sa na ňo. Modlíme sa.
Lord, we thank you for giving us your word and your body and blood.
Pane, ďakujeme ti, že si nám dal svoje slovo, svoje telo a svoju krv.
Lord, we ask you for the grace to recognize you in the Holy Eucharist and the Word of God.
Prosíme ťa o milosť, aby sme ťa spoznali v Eucharistii a v Božom slove.
Lord, give us the faith to live your word and receive Eucharist with you.
Pane, daj nám možnosť, aby sme žili podľa Tvojho slova a prijímali hodne Eucharistiu.
And may we cooperate with you so that we may grow in our life to the end of the world.
A aby sme spolupracovali s Tebou, aby sme mohli žiť s Tebou až do konca svojho života.
We also ask you that the entire parish here will recognize this truth and come to the Eucharist, Holy Eucharist, and receive the Eucharist.
Pane, prosíme ťa tiež, aby celá táto farnosť spoznala tieto pravdy a hodne prijímala Eucharistiu. Skrze Krista, nášho Pána.